How do you deal with doubt?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Most people have doubts, whether we doubt God or other people. Some people in ancient Israel doubted God. They questioned if God would ever let them go home from exile. To quell their doubts, God sent them messages. We read one of them in Isaiah chapter 48. God gave them three crucial facts. First, God said, "My promise to let you go home is reliable because I am self-existing. I am strong enough to do whatever I please. I was here before creation, and I will exist forever. I created all that exists. I am Lord over heaven and earth, so you can trust whatever I promise." Secondly, God said, "I control the future. I will tell you now that the Persians will defeat the Babylonians, the nation holding you captive. The victorious Persians will set you free to go home. I will even give you now the Persian king's name before he arrives." God said the Persian king's name will be Cyrus. Thirdly, God spoke far into the future. Isaiah declared 700 years in advance that the Messiah would bring freedom far greater than that of Cyrus. God said the Messiah would bear the sins of the entire human race. He would set his face like a stone to do his Father's will. Jesus Christ came. He suffered and died for our sins as God predicted. God has now exalted him above every name. God revealed these truths in advance to quell our doubts. It is up to us to believe them.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.